As we let people know in the beginning of the show, today is the Philippines election, and I just got from Migrante, Ontario. I got some updates from the election. So as of 12:40 a.m., this update is from GMA News, one of the more popular mainstream broadcasting networks in the Philippines. In the senators category, out of 61, Lisa Maza is 24th, Satur Ocampo is 26th, and in the party list category, out of 187 party lists, Gabriela is 5th and Bayan Muna is 7th. People might not know about any of these senators or these party lists, so I was wondering, Cynthia, please talk about, well, first off, let's talk about the delisting of Migrante sectoral party list, including who they are, because then we can from there talk about the Gabriela Women's Party list.
Okay, I think it was the election of 1997 where they had started the sectoral party list in the Philippine election. And what it is whoever comes up with a party list will be representing a particular sector. So, for example, Gabriela is a party list that represents the interest of women. Migrante sectoral party list is a party that represents and a party that will fight for the rights and welfare of migrant Filipinos. After all, they represent 10% of the 9 million Filipinos in 186 countries. So, last election in 2004, Migrante Sectoral Party List tried to file for a candidacy, but because they weren't strong enough, they decided to not participate. And so, formally, they had informed the COMELEC, the Commissions in Election in the Philippines, that although they intended to do this, to run for that election, they decided not to. And then this year in 2010, they filed for candidacy. Unfortunately, they got delisted because of the fact that there are some technical requirements by the COMELEC, which says that party list will be qualified to run for election if they have been participating in the last two elections. And so, because of the technicality of the last election where Migrante was not able to participate, they delisted the Migrante sectoral party list, which was just late, actually early this year, which only was about 4 or 5 months before this election. And so, in the end, what happened was Gabriela, being also one of the Progressive Party and migrant workers, we have in statistics, have 65% women working in all of these 168 countries. Gabriela took on the task of bringing the issues of migrant workers into their platform. And so Gabriela, having so far they stand as fifth in the results of the elections from yesterday in the Philippines, this is very significant for the progressive people and organizations because it shows that the people are gaining strength. This is very, very positive, and it just shows the strength that the people are gaining as they organize back in the Philippines. And even if the other 10% of the population, which are migrant Filipinos, it's showing that they're gaining a lot of strength.
COMELEC, what's that, the acronym of? And yeah, please mention a thing or two about the COMELEC, just for those who are wondering what the COMELEC is when we mention it.
The COMELEC is sort of like an acronym for a Commission on Election. And so they're the government-appointed body that organizes and supervises the election process.
Okay, so we talked about Gabriela Women's Party carrying the progressive platform, serving working class people, and more particularly working poor migrant workers. What kind of organizing does the Gabriela Women's Party do locally in the Philippines?
Well, the Gabriela Women's Party list is basically composed of women individuals who were members of Gabriela in the past, but as they saw the possibility of not just taking the struggles, the people's struggle to the streets, but taking it to the government level and taking it up to the legislation. So what they've been doing is fighting for women's, for example, equality, right? And that would involve like education of women and men, not just women. After all, men are part of the oppression along with the society. They would fight for women's welfare when it comes to the economic aspect, political aspect, giving them a voice, when it comes to also the health, especially the health component of women's welfare. Even now, women are dying from giving birth just because they have no access to health care. And so one of the things that Gabriela's Women's Party List have done in the past is putting it into legislation so that women can be assured of, you know, as much as possible, although it's a slow process, but putting legislation for women's health, welfare, violence against women, legislations on violence against women are starting to be implemented. It's a slow process, but where they're able to see the possibility of, and the big possibility of fighting for women in the government platform.
So Gabriela Women's Party came out of the organization Gabriela. Can you talk a bit about Gabriela International?
Yes. So Gabriela International is actually an umbrella of different organizations. They started in 1984 with several organizations, women's organizations, institutions, women's desk, women from different churches, women youth, and since then they have grown into a couple of hundreds of different organizations locally all over the Philippines and even internationally. So Gabriela is getting stronger as, you know, in different levels. There also is that aspect of international solidarity. As every 2 years, they have what we call WISAP, or WISAP, which is Women's International Solidarity Affairs in the Philippines. And so we have different women representing different organizations from all over the world in solidarity and talk about their different issues, their different struggles, and sharing how they organize and, you know, their successes. And so this is something that shows the different aspect of Gabriela, not just organizing in the local, national, but international level along with solidarity from women all over the world.
That's great. In the election today, from my understanding, there's two progressive candidates, including the Gabriela Women's Party that we just talked a bit about. Please talk about the Bayan Muna party list candidate. I read earlier that Bayan Muna was seventh so far in the party list category out of 187. So right now they're getting seventh place in the election, so which is really great.
Right, and this is, like I said earlier, this is actually very, very significant for the people that they represent. Bayan Muna is a party list that puts forward the issue of the masses, which is the working class people. And so they're fighting for the rights and welfare of the Filipino masses. And again, it looks at the different aspects of when it comes to economics, the politics, the human rights and all that. The Bayan Muna is the party list that represents the progressive, the masses. Now, Bayan Muna being number seven right now at the result of the Philippine election says a lot. Right, being number seven. And like I said, with this election, we're able to gauge the strength of the people. Right? But Satur Ocampo, who was running for senator, was one of the representatives of Bayan Muna. But after running for 5 years as a congressman, then he can't run again as a congressman. And so the next step is to go for a senatorial candidacy. And then other representatives of Bayan Muna are now running for that Bayan Muna party list, which, depending on the amount of votes that they get, they'll be able to see how many congressmen they can come up with. So for every 300,000 votes, they'll be able to have one congressman. So this gives a lot of strength to the opposition. The same with Gabriela, right? Because right now they're number five. And so we can see the strength of the, on the representation of women in the Congress because of this.